like the beginning of the Good Day program to me. Or does it sound like to you?
I think sounds like the beginning of the Good Day program to me too, Dougie.
All right, there it is. It's 7 after the hour. Good Day program today from the headquarters of the United Nations in New York. Those of you who have been followers of fashion here for any number of years know that I every year come to a broadcast. They have the annual Talk Radio Day at the UN. And actually, today, we're in a different location across the street, in a sense, because there's a big meeting on AIDS, and they have pretty much the UN locked down. That is, what part of the UN isn't being rebuilt? Remember last year when I was there, the place was being torn apart. It was like a $2 billion thing. It's the first time the building had been rebuilt since it was built after World War II. So we're across the street at the UNICEF headquarters, and that's going to give us an opportunity to talk about some of the things that we know more commonly about the United Nations. But there's this big conference on trying to end AIDS, which is appropriate for the United Nations. But certainly there'll be questions on what the UN circumstances are in the Middle East, Syria, and Lebanon, and what UN Security Council is doing. Lots of talk, a lot of criticism aimed at the United Nations because they do a lot of talking and maybe they don't do as much fixing as would be desired. So at any rate, our focus in the main, there'll be a lot of other things, the usual stuff. You'll follow a lot of things that I'm doing at the UN at DougStefan.com, but there are the usual things, the bill of fare, gossip, the polls, like should Anthony Weiner resign from Congress yesterday's poll. 69% of you said, yeah, he ought to resign. He's a disgrace. 19% of you said, maybe, but that's something his constituents ought to decide. And 12% said, no, he didn't break any laws. Well, it turns out he may have, in fact.
And lo and behold, his wife is pregnant. How do you like to have that drama?
It makes it pretty disgusting, actually.
Ugh.
So I'm with the 19% that suggests maybe he ought to resign, but I'd rather have his constituents take care of that one way or another. They can demand his resignation.
Sure.
It shouldn't come from outside influence. But this thing, isn't it amazing, Jennifer, how quickly this thing has blown? And whether it's the news.
High.
Yeah, it is. Every local radio program in the country is talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So what significance does it have? What is it? Why would anybody in Des Moines, Iowa care whether this guy was in or out?
Because of his name, because it's funny.
Ah.
that's what it is.
Right. And the fact that he's so stridently been a spokesperson and in your face for his beliefs, and that makes him an easy target, frankly. So, under those circumstances, we're going to meet a gentleman who has been tied to the United Nations for a number of years. He is an expert on what's going on in the Middle East, as a matter of fact, and that's why we're going to talk to him. Ari Gatanis joins us in a moment here on Good Day from the UN in New York.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
All right, the time's 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen from the United Nations. Ari Gatanas is with the United Nations Department of Public Information. He has worked as a spokesperson for the Secretary General. I think that's when we met either last year or the year. How long have you been at the UN?
Almost 8 years now, so I think it was the first time.
Yeah, I know that we've crossed paths. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how long. How many years have we been doing this? Do you remember? Huh? Seven? Six. Okay. Sixth year. All right. So we obviously have crossed. It's amazing how things stay the same, but yet they're different. There's always some crisis in the world. There's always somebody behaving badly. The United Nations sometimes perceived to be effective in dealing with those circumstances and sometimes considered not to be very effective. Case of Libya, we are continuing, we collectively, the world as the United Nations, continue to bomb. Why is it taking so long? Everybody's asking that question. The impatient American wants to know why it's taking so long to get rid of him.
Well, firstly, Doug, I should say good morning to everyone, firstly. But these things take time, and the UN can't just barge in there and just say, okay, you must go, you must stay, everything else. It's a case of the UN creating the space where...
How much more of a barge can there be than dropping bombs all over Tripoli every day? That's pretty barging. That's pretty much a barge, isn't it?
It is at the same time.
It's not like you walk in and shake hands. Hey, how you doing today? Get the hell out.
No, but then again, that is the part that makes better TV in some ways. It gets more reported on. But behind the scenes, you know, you have the UN envoy for Libya, who's there at the moment, actually, or actually on his way to Abu Dhabi for this big meeting on Libya's future. So behind the scenes, you see a lot of, you know, the Secretary General, for example, phone calls to leaders there,
bringing all those people together and having conversations with them, what does it end up, what's the net every day you hear that? And the United Nations, in the years that I've been doing this and other things, the general outside looking in at the UN, and then maybe a little more information than the average person would lead me to believe, almost the same conclusion. That there's lots of conversation about stuff, and that's what diplomacy is about. I think that's what people forget. Diplomacy is about conversation. So isn't it the important thing for the United Nations is to find people who are skilled when it comes to conversation? Is that the best way of putting it?
No, that's only one aspect of it, because, conversation means bringing people together, right, and hopefully being able to narrow the differences between two parties or two sides. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can reach some sort of compromise, some sort of agreement. But without that conversation to begin with, how do you get to that final point? Otherwise, in the scale of things you can use, the mechanisms, 10 being, full-on aggression, 1 being conversation, you normally start from 1, 2 onwards.
All right, so in Libya, in terms of 1 to 10, where are we?
I think a bit of both. There's also conversations. There's also, of course, those countries that are bombing in line with the Security Council Resolution 1973, which are bombing, but within that resolution's mandate, which is to prevent loss of civilian life, to render those forces incapable of causing much more civilian damage.
Uh-huh. And how successful is that at this point in time? Because the number of civilians have been killed, obviously.
It's pretty high, and things are pretty bad. I mean, we've seen 500,000 people already displaced by the fighting. But again, that's where the UN's voice comes in, to help prevent that, to help create that space where we can get help into those people the ground.
What does Gaddafi want? In order to get out, isn't it a fait accompli that he goes? That seems to be what... he doesn't want her, or so he says that on the surface. But isn't there behind the scenes a lot of negotiating going on to buy him out, get him out, push him out?
I'm sure there's all kinds of debates and discussions going on, but I mean, as to what he wants, I don't know anyone, in at least in the Western world, who could possibly have a good guess at that, because, I mean, I think his history has been quite all over the place in terms of what he wants, what
he
doesn't
want. So nobody
at
the United Nations is actually talking to Gaddafi?
Talking to his people, whether it's him himself, I can't say for sure, but definitely people on his side. As I said before, the UN envoy for the region is talking to both, you know, the rebels in the east and Gaddafi's people in Tripoli as well.
You know what a wonderful lesson in understanding the human psyche, all of this stuff is? The people of the United Nations are talking to his people. So the guy who runs the UN ought to be talking to Gaddafi. Instead, there are these piles of ego, and I'm not suggesting that at the United Nations end, but I mean, there are lots of layers of diplomacy, and the same thing. If the two people were able to get a conversation going, that is one-on-one, wouldn't that... I mean, that's the ideal world, obviously, but you know, guys again like that, you know, they have all these people. Insulating him from what? His ultimate fate. I mean, it seems... It's a very interesting... thing the way people think.
Definitely, but I mean, his ultimate fate, I mean, we can't speak to that just yet because, you know, who knows what's going to happen exactly. I mean, there are some theories and ideas, but I mean, the ultimate final end of game plan, I can't speak to that at the moment. I mean, I think no one can.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, no, definitely.
If you just get through, I mean, think of any of these people that are despots like this guy. They have built themselves up for whatever, however they've done it. Mostly force, and they've gotten to where they are, and they keep power because they control the manner of force. When you lose that, and I guess you go to Egypt and see how the Mubarak family lost control of the military and lost control of the... And that's what I think a lot of people in our country don't understand. They don't get how these people function. And that's maybe your expertise helps us understand that a little bit.
Look, I think at the same time, Doug, it's easier to get, you know, caught up in sort of how these people function, how these countries function. But at the end of the day, from my experience in the region and elsewhere, people aren't that different. I mean, the guy on the street, Joe Blow on the street, pretty much wants to have a good life, you know, happy family and everything else.
I've been to all these a lot of these countries over there, and I said this 100 times, I've said it once. And came in contact with, other than somebody who considered himself or herself a leader, wants the same thing. They want a roof over their head, basic security for their family, and a couple of square meals a day. That's it. They don't want to fight with anybody. They don't want to get involved in all of this stuff. Isn't it, if we couldn't get those people to run the world instead of the people with all these egos?
Well, I think that actually is one of the UN's aims. It's to make sure that the people's aspirations in Libya and elsewhere are met and heard, and creating that space again to make sure that their voices do get heard and their aspirations are met somehow.
Yeah, meeting, but finding the consensus also. That's the difficulty. Because there's not much education, there's not much communication, other than this thing. Here's the tool I'm holding up for those of you who can't see camera 3, a cell phone. And how much of a factor is all that over there, like it was in Egypt and elsewhere?
I think the whole Arab Spring has been a good example of just how technology has really changed the way that these things happen. It's amazing. It's like that famous book or saying, the revolution will be televised.
Right. All right, stand by.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We have been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREE FOOD NOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for FREE FOOD KNOW-HOW. At OfTheField.com.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Absolutely real. The United Nations has announced it is appointing an official space alien greeter to meet and greet any aliens that may visit Earth in the future. Well, how does this make Mexican people feel, huh? I mean, the UN puts out a welcome mat for Klingons who come down, but if you're a family of three trying to cross into Arizona,
Hi, right, from the United Nations, Doug Steph, Good Day program. Ari Gitanis is with the PI people at the UN and the focus on the Middle East, although there are a lot of other things that are going on. The Sudan, what's the latest? That is always, that doesn't ever seem to get settled. Now, that's one of the other things that people say about the United Nations. It gets involved, but does it settle everything? Does it keep, I suppose the other way of looking at it, the half-full glass is, does it keep it from getting worse?
Well, I always look at it this way, is that... Okay, some people might say, well, the UN is involved, but things aren't happening, things aren't are taking too long and everything else. But imagine if the UN wasn't there, I'd say then. I'd say much worse normally without having that sort of independent, neutral player involved in a lot of these issues and problems.
So how much is the United Nations, how much is the United States involved in whether it's Syria, whether it's the Sudan, whether it's Libya? The news media is happy to what they, I think the word now is parse all the details to get down to the nitty gritty, because many Americans don't want us to be involved in this sort of thing. So what are we in terms of, well, who else is going to do this if we don't, is the practical side of it. But how do we face that at home? How do we dodge that bullet politically at home?
I don't think it can be dodged as such, because, I mean, the U.S. is one of the five Security Council permanent members. You know, it is one of the preeminent powers of the world we live in today.
Yeah.
I can't envisage a scenario where the U.S. would not be involved, given its heft, its might, and its power. And again, its important role in the U.N. system as well.
Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts, just in general, if I asked you to pick out one word that described the United Nations in your mind, what would that word be? 800-510-8255. Ari, what would be the word from your perspective, because you work for the U.N.? What's the one word that applies more to the United Nations than any other word that you can think of? First word that comes into my mind is diplomacy. So you can't have that one.
I was going to say exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
I would bet it would be.
I was born in a small country town. I still pinch myself that I get to do what I do. I get to see what I see. And some small, minor role be part of these historical events.
How did you come to be here? That's always a great story. You're an Australian. So you started back in the backwoods, like Abraham Lincoln, it sounds like. So,
I was born in Australia in a small town in Queensland. Worked as a journalist for many years in Australia, or a few years anyway. And then, of course, there's a woman involved.
Ah.
I met a girl, followed her overseas.
Sounds like Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife. I followed her. She was Mexican, went to Mexico. I lived there, and I found that once you're out of your own natural environment, doors open up, you choose to go through that door or not. I always thought I'd go away for 2 years, come back home, and be by the beach right now, enjoying myself. And that was almost 15 years ago. Met her. Ended up working overseas.
And where is she now?
She's back in Mexico.
In New York.
It's a long story.
But it's all right. Got you out of town. 800-510-8255. Dan, what's the one word you think applies more than anything else to the United Nations?
Unnecessary. This is a dog and pony show that exists just to spend the rest of the world's money, especially ours.
Ari?
They accomplish absolutely nothing.
Well, that's your opinion. Did you just hear Ari say that if it weren't for the UN, where would some of these problems be?
The keepers they had in Africa, they were guilty of rape and all kinds of child molestations. They have a history of this routine. They are cowards when it comes to standing up to the enemies.
Who are they? Who's they?
Oh, well, you talk about, let's see, your Bangladeshis, your Pakistanis. They've even had...
So what would you have the UN do?
I would have somebody in there that would stand up and fight, a fighting force, not these rinky-dink rent-a-cops.
Dan, I hear you, and I think you're right. Look, there are always some bad apples in every bunch. Having said that, there are also, and I've seen this with my own eyes, lots of guys out there in the field, peacekeepers and civilians, who are working their butts off to make a difference. And look, I realize that doesn't always make the headlines. You know, the guys quietly doing their job behind the scenes and just doing it, and often, you know, the bad news makes news. But again, I mean, not to pick a fight on this, but to be very frank about it.
I asked him what word came up for him. It's unnecessary. So one of the things that is paramount here is to understand, I think, the inner workings to a point, and the criticism that we kick in a lot of dough, which we do. I mean, it always comes back to the United States got to do this, that, and some people are just tired of us kicking in money everywhere and having us get booted in the butt for our involvement. I think that's the cause of a lot of frustration. And, I mean, you see some things that are getting done and other things. The news media, and there are certain political entities that certainly like to use the United Nations whipping board. And it leads itself to that because of the corruption and stuff that has come to be as part of how the thing was run. I'm expecting that things are cleaner here now than they used to be. In terms of...
Well, definitely. Ban Ki-moon has made, you know, a clean up, reforming basically the UN in many ways, a key part of his agenda. And I think even the US president recently said that the UN is imperfect, but also quite necessary for the world that we live in.
All right, there's a good way to wrap it up. Ari Gitanis here from the UN in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
Check a lot of the details out. Check a lot of the input at DougStefan.com on the UN. You may find yourself learning something. Half past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's now 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the United Nations. The UN General Assembly is what most people are familiar with when we talk about the UN or the Security Council. So Jennifer Horn is here and Rich McFadden as usual. You get a lot of news and info at DougSteffens.com on the trip and on the things that are going on. The United Nations is having a big conference. There are world leaders here focused on the problem of AIDS. So I just asked the question, and you're welcome at any point in time, because most of our conversation today, we'll have the usual things going on, but most of the focus, as it is each year when I come here, I find this whole thing fascinating, mostly because I love to know what's going on, not only in our country, but around the world, and the things that more often than not become a part of conversation are the bad things, the wars and the tumult, and mostly the Middle East now is the focus, but Africa has been. I've been on several trips to Africa, and the big problem there is sex. That is, having sex and having babies, that's more of a problem. But it's not a, you know, the news media loves to talk about and focus on wars, which is, I guess, okay. But the real underlying problems, which are often more serious than the, you know, than this, the hoopla of war, are the day-to-day problems. And the stories, Jennifer, you weren't around, but Richie was going to I went to on a trip around the Horn to Nairobi, Addis Ababa, a lot of different places, and learned, you know, by looking at the way people live. Granted, I didn't live with them like some people do, but I find it distressing that we as Americans know as little as we do. And the last fellow, and I don't know how you fix that. Not my job to fix it, I guess. My job is to here today tell you some stories about what's going on in the United Nations. Is there value to the UN? Yep. Does it equal whatever it costs to run it? You know, that's part of the discussion that people love to have. And in some circumstances, I guess the answer to that is yes, and some no. But, Jennifer, if I asked you what I've asked the audience at 800-510-8255, come up with one word that describes your gut feeling about the United Nations, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I don't think it's bad. I wouldn't come up with, you know.
It doesn't have to be bad.
What our last caller said.
Unnecessary is the word he used for it.
Yeah. It's a good question. I don't know. I have so many mixed feelings.
United Nations equals I don't know.
It kind of does, because in certain situations, I'm glad they're there. And in other situations, I feel like they're kind of holding our puppet strings.
All right. So what circumstances do you think exist today that equal good? That is, their involvement is necessary and helpful.
Good, I think, is the way they patrol the nuclear weapons around the world, not just within the United States. I think also good is the work that they do in Africa. Not also good is the fact that they hold our hand to do the stuff in Libya. If we don't want to, we still have the pressure of being the patrolman of the world, and we have to go in really regardless of whether we want to or not.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is I would say busy.
Busy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the whole one world idea where, you know, okay.
Which is put forth by some people who think that that's what the UN goal is, to have one world government.
Sure. We're a member of this community. We don't have control of how things might go the way we think they should go. But then again, at the same time, I don't want to have to be the police of the world. And there is, I guess, a little bit of a nice thing in that, okay, listen, we are not the bad guys here. We are just part of a coalition that tries to change the circumstance in a place where things aren't so nice. So don't point
places.
The finger. Don't point the finger at us.
Right.
Because, you know, the whole world pretty much agrees that you're a mess and we're here to try and fix you.
Yeah. All right. So there's a couple of more ways that the suggestion of the work, one word, if you want to work at it, 800-510-8255. In a moment, we'll meet Robert Skinner, who is with the UN Foundation here in New York. That's on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. But the 35 million Americans who suffer from allergies don't need to hide inside this spring and summer. Get your allergies under control by monitoring daily pollen counts and keep windows and doors closed each morning before noon when pollen counts are highest. To help clear nasal congestion, consider naturally derived saline moisturizers like Simply Saline Nasal Mist, which not only moisturize, but can clear out dust, dirt, and pollen from nasal and sinus passages. Made from only purified water and salt, Simply Saline is safe for everyone in the family, including pregnant women. There's even a baby Simply Saline Nasal Mist that is specially designed for an infant's delicate nasal tissue, and baby moisturizing nasal swabs. And while your children are enjoying the sunny outdoors, keep Simply Saline Wound Wash on hand to remove dirt and debris from any scrapes and cuts that might occur. It's sting-free. And a wound wash, first aid, antiseptic is also available. For more tips on how to care for your allergies, visit www.simplysaline.com.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
19 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the United Nations. If you're a tester, if you're a texter and a tester, I've got the, here it is, Richie. This is the way to get your message directly out to your clients.
Yeah.
and your prospects, the cell phone, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, this is a great way to, well, it's not the only way to do it. You have the Dutch Devon Good Day program.
No, but, I'm telling you, it's
a local.
Everybody's got it right there in their hand. Yep. You want to be able to get there.
All right, so here's how you learn more about how this works from Captain Email. Text message marketing, text Doug to 313131. That's the keyword Doug, D-O-U-G. To code 313131. See how fast this marketing message thing can work for you. It's kind of a cool deal. You get a free trial there. The United Nations, certainly a controversial place. I think that's one of the reasons that I like coming here every year, because there's a lot of the old and there's a lot of new. The circumstances change, but do the players change? One of the key people involved from the, I guess the citizen side of things. When you think of the United Nations, you think of these diplomats from all over the world. You think of stuffy egos. You think of, I think, a lot of people, you know, diplomatic immunity from some of the bad movies. I can, Danny Glover and Mel Gibson's, was it the third one?
Lethal Weapon?
But the bad guy was a South African.
Yeah,
and every
Cougarans.
Time. Right, yeah, he was doing, screwing everything in the world.
Diplomatic immunity.
Right, yeah, that's it.
And then, Arabic.
Right, exactly.
Your diplomatic immunity has
been canceled.
Revoked.
Right. All right, so Robert Skinner is with the UN Foundation, which was formed by Ted Turner. This is not a UN, this is not the public's money. This is him putting his money where his mouth is. This is a big operation that he gave $1 billion to seed this, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, Doug. And first, I'd just like to thank you for being here again.
Sure.
You're a true veteran of Talk Radio Day at the UN.
Yeah.
I think you've been here every year.
I have, yeah.
Close. Yeah,
yeah.
It's great, and we're really happy to have you back again. And the UN Foundation was Ted Turner's vision, I guess, about 13 years ago now in 1998. He founded the UN Foundation with $1 billion gift.
Why? What did he think
he
needed to be done?
At that time, the U.S. was roughly $1 billion in debt to the UN, behind in its payments. And his initial vision was that he could set an example for the U.S.
Okay, now let's just grasp this.
And pay the U.S. debt.
All right, so here's grasp this reality. Here's one guy who took one idea, use the American methodology of creating success. He's the guy who started the WTBS and CNN, and from his original ideas, if memory serves me correctly, he didn't come from money. I don't think.
He did not. He created his own wealth.
Yeah.
He had a dream with CNN to create a 24-hour international news service that covered the world and delivered news 24 hours a day to the.
Yeah.
To the U.S., and he did it, and he did it.
So then the money that he made, he gave as a payment to help. Imagine this, one person, Richie, who's got enough money to pay the debt of a whole country and an organization like that. That's pretty mind-boggling.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it shows you what you can do if you work at things to create wealth, and then what you do with wealth. I maintain that we're all here to help. So he's helped tremendously. Or at least in paying down debt. So what does the average person want to know about what the United Nations Foundation does?
Right. In Ted's vision, as he found out that it's not possible for an individual person to pay the debt of a member state of the United Nations.
Right.
It's per the UN Charter, a country is responsible for its own.
Money was used to.
Right. So the U.S. did eventually shortly after pay its debt.
Yeah.
We like to think at UN Foundation, at least partly because of the example Ted was setting. So
Ted took a billion. Didn't Newt Gingrich keep that from happening? It seems to me there was a big to-do when he was Speaker of the House about paying the debt and how money was being wasted.
Yeah, it was a situation where Congress was working to have UN reform, is a terminology which the UN is constantly in the process of reform. And at that point, there's a decision made through the administration, the U.S. Administration and Congress, that the debt could be paid, the arrears at the UN could be paid, and that the U.S. would then start paying its dues on time and in full.
Sounds like how the average American pays his or her bills.
Basically.
Yeah, right.
you
come
after
me and I'll pay.
then the debt gets paid. But Mr. Turner, or Ted, as he insists that we call him, and basically everyone call him, decided to make good on his pledge of $1 billion, and with that he created the UN Foundation to support UN efforts.
What does that mean, support?
Work around
what
the
do
world.
You do?
We have several programs, women's and children's health, climate change and energy, mobile health, which is using technology to help with delivery of health services. So within those programs, we fund the UN. We provide funding to the UN agencies and the UN itself, the Secretariat, where the Secretary General works, to support those programs and help them deliver those services.
All right, so then what in the current state of this big powwow going on AIDS that's here, how is the United Nations Foundation involved in that? Not necessarily the what's going on at the UN today, but right. the eliminating or addressing the problem of AIDS in Africa or wherever.
Yeah, working through UN agencies like UNICEF, where we're sitting today in the headquarters of UNICEF here in New York, we provide additional funding to the organizations like UNICEF or the UN Population Fund or the UN Development Program to be able to deliver health services, with HIV/AIDS being one of the health issues that we try to be supportive of. And we raise funds for being able to make these agencies that work on the ground in the most difficult places in the world where health issues are major problems and for the development of the countries. And we raise awareness, money, and contribute our own funds.
Are we beating? The HIV thing is probably one of the most complex things on the planet.
Right. With HIV/AIDS, there's a sense that we are winning. I mean, as you've been discussing, there's a major high-level summit, if you will, or conference taking place right now as we speak here in New York, where about 30 heads of state and government are participating, along with high-level representatives from other governments, to assess where we are in the fight against HIV/AIDS. And the sense is that progress has been made. Rates of infection are down.
Really?
Treatment,
universally.
Because
uh-huh. In America, it seems to really have been well taken care of.
Yeah, we've discovered that the treatments work. And in fact,
are they expensive? And is that one of the things the UN Foundation gets involved in the sense that they would help pay for?
Through the work of the UN agencies, yes, we provide funding to help with the purchase of the antiretrovirals and the other drugs that treat AIDS. And through the programs, we know that infection rates are down globally. But the key is there's a sense, and I think the sense that we're getting at the conference that's taking place right now, that, yes, we're finding success. We're finding out what the best practices are in battling HIV/AIDS, but we have to keep working at it.
Yeah.
It's not over. And I think that's an issue with, a lot of the diseases that we see that we get close to completing the fight. Polio is an example. Mm-hmm. Measles is another example where we can't take our foot off the gas.
Yeah, yeah. Eye off the ball, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that behind the scenes don't get reported and aren't, it's not front-level stuff. We're more interested in Anthony Weiner anyway than following. Although Ted has always been, or at least he was when he was younger, a lot of gossip, a lot of people. Anybody like that who's that visible, has that much money,
right,
is going to be the Jane Fonda stuff or any other thing, his quirkiness. But he's obviously used what was the best part of his nature and the best part of his accomplishments to help a lot of people, and that's what's most important.
And I think that's right. I mean, and Ted has certainly used his fame, you will, to help
bully,
in the fight.
It's kind of like the bully pulpit.
Yeah, and to raise issues.
Robert Skinner, who is the Associate Director of the Office in New York of the United Nations Foundation, here on UN Day on Good Day, 51 past the hour.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Yelling at me?
Yeah, I'm
yelling. You're in trouble, dude.
If you want to sit down and talk for a minute, you're going to do this again. But
who came wandering by?
Oh, my God. This is the never-ending.
Are you still using the sound we're giving you?
Yes, Ellen, we are.
Wow.
Richie, are we still using the tool?
I know that voice.
I'm sitting here, Richie. Ellen Radner has been...
The old goat.
No,
the old goat.
Actually, you look better today than I've seen you look. Last time I saw you, you really didn't look great.
People said I was too thin.
You were much too skinny.
Yeah,
so I put a little weight on, but I got to take a little weight off.
Ellen Radner is one of the most interesting voices associated with conversation radio, talk radio.
Never boring.
Never boring. She got her start with me.
Yes.
And whenever it was, 1980.
No, and my birthday party, actually, is going to be going to be the anniversary of my being in radio 20 years that day.
Wow.
So it must have been you were in Florida into the studio in Florida. Was that 20 years ago?
It's 20 years ago.
My God. And so in the meantime, Ellen has become well known for lots of different things. She has.
Mostly because she's a little kooky.
Well, she is, but she's done.
Very smart thing.
Yeah, we've been back and forth over the years on how to do radio the right way. But you know what? Ellen has, because she survived, survival is the right way. However you want to slice it.
Now I'm just an old goat.
No, I don't think that. But you're a younger goat than am I. But we've been through a lot of things together. You and I have gone to a lot of places together, and we've seen a lot of things. A lot of it tied to what we would talk about today in terms of the United Nations and what they do. But we sort of had our own little United Nations.
Yes, now I'm trying to get Doug to come to Sudan with us.
Yeah, well, maybe we can figure that out, depending on when it is. You got to go in the wintertime.
Yes.
We'll go when it's cold here and warm there.
But I met a guy at Fox, Doug, who is giving me $250,000 worth of equipment, computer equipment, et cetera.
Yeah,
so we're going to figure out a way for you to do your show from there. How's that?
Now, are you impressed that I have an iPad? What about this?
I heard that you don't need a fax machine anymore.
There it is. It's the iPad.
And everybody is in shock. This is the talk.
The talk of the
United Nations
today.
Right. Is that Doug does not need a fax machine.
All right. I'll talk to you later on. All right. Where are we, Richie? It looks like 56 minutes past the hour.
That's right.
It's time for us to spend some time in the technical world. I really am pleased with this. It'll be somewhat childish, probably, our references to the iPad, because a lot of you have them. You have an iPhone or whatever. But I'm finding it as Richie and I work behind the scenes to make it more utilitarian. Anything that I'm talking about today, I can so quickly find out behind the scenes things, because there are a heck of a lot of things going on, a lot of stuff going on at the UN, and I might not have it on my fingertips, or I might not have had access to some of the things they want me to know. Bingo. You find it in seconds here. And so that's kind of cool. So this is an Apple product, as is the new iCloud. And a lot of people want to know what the iCloud is all about. Alex Goldfein, who's our technology tailor, has the story behind the story on the new Apple iCloud next here on Good Day.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Today, let's analyze Apple's big announcement. Tomorrow, we'll look at what it means. So, this week, Apple announced its new service called iCloud. I've never liked the word cloud for what it means, which is basically storage space on the internet. Apple's version, which launches in the fall, looks like this. All of your purchased music from the iTunes Store will now be available for download on any device, PC or Mac, iPhone or iPad, from iTunes. Purchase once, download it on up to 10 devices. Also, for $25 per year, iTunes will scan all of the music you copied from CDs and make those songs available for download on any device, including other computers. No uploading required. You'll be downloading the song files from Apple's own iTunes collection. Finally, a service called PhotoStream will let you automatically download your last 1,000 digital pictures onto all of your devices from the internet. That is Apple's iCloud. Tomorrow, what it means for PCs. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so how would we use the iCloud? How would the iCloud be usable on the program or with the average person listening to us right now? How would they use
it? On the program, not as so much. Basically personal storage so you can access.
But don't we have a cloud that carries a lot of our information?
Yes,
in it,
we do.
That's your brain, Doug.
Yeah. No, but we use cloud computing for a lot of the things that we all share, a lot of the files that we all share in the management part of your show.
Richie and Jennifer and Doug on Good Day, 59 after the hour.